Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. Hosea, whose name means salvation, ministered to the northern kingdom of Israel for nearly a half century. Outwardly, it was a period of prosperity and growth, but inwardly it was a time of moral corruption and spiritual unfaithfulness. After the presentation of his own tragic home life as an illustration of Israel's relationship with God, the prophet Hosea directly presents God's indictment to the nation. A.J. Overton brings today his second message on the prophecy of Hosea. I'm happy at this time to present Mr. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer, and greetings, friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. The personal home life of the prophet, the painful heartbreak of a family man with an unfaithful wife, presents an illustration of the relationship between God and Israel. As Gomer is married to Hosea, so Israel is betrothed to God. Both relationships begin well. Both disintegrate through betrayal and impurity. Gomer goes after other lovers. Israel seeks after other gods. One is guilty of physical adultery. The other is guilty of spiritual adultery. Through this record of Hosea's long, sad experience, God presents the sin of his people Israel. As the prophet Hosea, however, remains loyal in his love toward Gomer, his untrue spouse, so God strongly restates his undying love for Israel. Gomer's restoration to Hosea involves discipline, and God's chastening hand is seen to be required for a loving restoration of Israel to himself. Every Orthodox Jew, as he places the phylacteries on the middle finger of his left hand, recites God's message given through the prophet Hosea to Israel concerning this renewal of marriage vows and the new relationship. I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in justice, in loving kindness and in compassion. And I will betroth you to me in faithfulness. Then you will know the Lord. Hosea's sharp style actually is filled with a deep tenderness. His expressions come forth from a broken heart. Marriage is the prominent illustration among the symbols and metaphors that abound in the prophecy of Hosea. Hosea receives first the command, marry. Gomer's tragic departure from her husband follows later in this union. Then the second word sounds forth from God to Hosea, contend or plead. And then in his final command, the Lord speaks to Hosea, go again and love. Even though discipline must be involved, the reunion takes place. The record of this command from God to love again with its accompanying actions form one of the greatest prophetic pronouncements in the entire Hebrew Scriptures. In the Hebrew text, it consists of only 81 words. It brings before us Israel's past, present, and future. These touching words are as follows. Then the Lord said to me, go again, love a woman who is loved by her husband, yet an adulteress. Even as the Lord loves the sons of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love raisin cakes. So I bought her to myself for 15 shekels of silver, and a homer, and a half of barley. Then I said to her, You shall stay with me for many days. You shall not play the harlot, nor shall you have a man. So will I also be toward you. For the sons of Israel will remain for many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillar, without ephod or household idols. Afterwards the sons of Israel will return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and they will come trembling to the Lord and to his goodness in the last days. In the section that precedes this remarkable passage, Gomer's conduct in Hosea's home is broadened out to become a message both of warning and blessing for all Israel. Now the prophet returns to this personal relationship. God instructs Hosea to love again this woman who, though beloved so much by her husband, had become an adulteress. From this exalted position as the prophet's wife, blessed and protected by his undivided love, this unfaithful woman had ultimately abandoned her home and family, seeking the immediate gains and pleasures of a temple prostitute. Finally, her usefulness in this lewd occupation depleted, she was sold in the slave market. There Hosea found her. He could effect her release only by paying a redemption sum. The paltry price required for this fully indicated her debased condition. The command to the prophet to love again this guilty and forsaken woman specifically depicts God's boundless love for wayward Israel. With great skill, the prophet Hosea, through the Spirit of God, now portrays a full picture of Israel's national history. Certain definite features appear in this special miniature of God's dealings with his people Israel. There is, first of all, that special covenant relationship God sovereignly entered into with Israel. The first 5 books of Moses, the Pentateuch, record these historical events and their related documents. God reminded Israel of her past relationship through the prophet Jeremiah. I remember you, the devotion of your youth, your following after me in the wilderness, through a land not sown. Israel was holy to the Lord. This relationship always remains sacred. This illustration emerges exactly from the picture of the marriage of Hosea and Gomer. We observe also the unfaithfulness of Israel. Israel, like the woman Gomer, failed to return that love. Hosea declared, they turned to other gods and loved raisin cakes. Now, these raisin cakes formed a part of the ceremony in some of the Canaanite cultic festivals. The prophet Jeremiah also mentioned this practice among God's people. The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, the women knead dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven, and they pour out drink offerings to other gods. The amazing love of God toward Israel comes forth strongly in this unusual description. The command to love again Gomer, who had sinned so grievously against Hosea, receives its model from God's love bestowed upon Israel. In spite of it all, the prophet declares, "The Lord loves the sons of Israel." The prophet Isaiah states God's confession toward Israel. Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. Behold, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. In spite of everything, the prophet Zechariah says concerning Israel, he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. The lesson for Israel, drawn from the experience of Hosea and Gomer, continued in Hosea's response and formed an indication of the way God would respond toward his wayward people. Upon redeeming Gomer, Hosea did not rush to resume their relationship, even though he loved her. He shut her away from those who would tempt her and waited for the necessary time to elapse for the old infatuations to vanish and the dormant love to rekindle. God gives a great and extensive application of this to indicate what his people would be compelled to pass through. For the sons of Israel will remain for many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillar, without ephod or household idols. The great German philosopher Hegel, viewing this condition of Israel, said of her history, "It is a dark, troublesome enigma to me. I am not able to understand it. It does not fit in with any of our categories. It is a riddle." As Gomer passed through a period of isolation, so Israel will do so for many days. During this undetermined length of time, Israel would lose her desire for other gods. Israel continues until now without her king. There is no appointed sacrifice or temple. No ephod or prophetic revelation exists. Many would conclude, therefore, that God would be finished with Israel. But God speaks instead of greater things for them in the latter days. While God's justice demands judgment for sin, God's love brings restoration through repentance. Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. This speaks of the great messianic era longed for by the faithful in Israel in all ages. Because of their afflictions, they will come trembling to the Lord. God in His great love has provided the sacrifice in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. He alone may forgive both Jew and Gentile and bring them into that proper relationship with Himself. He alone is the hope of Israel and the desire of nations. O my friend, will you trust Him and experience His love?
And now, may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Shalom.